Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Hi, this is Michelle Stizzum, and welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum. I am so excited to have you guys with us for our very first radio show. That's right. December 2013, we'll remember this forever, right? Cyber Monday, maybe that's what we'll talk about today. So to get started, I just wanted to cover a few bases since this is our very first show. Number one, I wanted to tell you how to get in touch with us because I am a big believer in an interactive program. That's why we have two guests today. They are amazing. You're going to love them both. And I would love to hear any questions you have, any comments you have along the way. So let me give you a couple of ways to get in touch with us today. The first being that you can call in, and we would love to hear your voice. Call in and talk to us, 347-989-1363, and just press 1 if you have a question or a comment for the show. So let me repeat that for you, 347-989-1363. The second thing that you can do to get in touch with us is be sure to follow us on Facebook and have a conversation with us there. There's actually two places on Facebook I want you to check out. Number one would be our fan page, which is facebook.com/decisiveminds, M-I-N-D-S. And the second would be for Tough Talk Radio Network. That's the network that we are being hosted by. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone at Tough Talk Radio Network. It's been absolutely amazing putting this show together. They are like a big family. They just take you in, and I love that. So be sure and check out Tough Talk Radio Network on Facebook as well. And then the third thing that you could do is you could actually email your questions. You can email them to info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. That's info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. So just a little bit about the show and maybe a little bit about me, since this might be the first time that you're hearing me. You can find out more about the show at takeactiongetprofitswithmichellecism.com. So takeactiongetprofitswithmichellecism.com. This particular radio show, the reason I'm doing this show is because I am a huge believer in the power of entrepreneurial success, right? I love entrepreneurs. I am a third-generation entrepreneur, grew up in a family full of entrepreneurs, both my parents, my grandparents, all my relatives, my siblings. We're all entrepreneurs. And, I know what it feels like to live this lifestyle. And I wanted to put together a show that brings you some action steps, encourages you to take those actions and to make more money, right? Being an entrepreneur has multiple levels, but one of the things that we all know we're here for is to make money. If we say we aren't, I will stand up and argue that with you. So that's what the show is going to be basically about. We will bring you guests each week to talk about different things in the whole spectrum of entrepreneurialism. There are just so many topics to cover. I'm excited about that. And listen, if you want to be one of those guests, we are going to be looking for guests. So if you have a platform where you work with, talk to, have an idea for entrepreneurs, I really want to encourage you to apply to be a guest on our show. So you can do that at the same website, takeactiongetprofitswithmichellecism.com. You can find us also on the toughtalkradionetwork.com. So be sure and check that out. You're going to see on our radio show page that there's a tab there to register to be a guest. So just go on there, fill out the registration, and apply to be a guest. Be sure to listen to the show live and contact us. And I'm just really excited about meeting you and having you on the show as a guest. So let's see. The other thing I wanted to tell you real quick before we move on is that there are a couple of additional ways to get information about the show or to listen to the show. If you miss the show as we go forward, we're going to be on the air every Monday at 2 o'clock Central Time. But if you miss this or you want to listen to a replay, don't forget you can get copies of the show on iTunes. Go to the website and you'll find the information there on how to get those copies. And also, one more time, I just want to say toughtalkradionetwork.com. Thank you so much to those guys just for taking me in and making me feel like part of the family. So we have two really amazing guests today, and in just a little bit I'm going to introduce our first guest. Our first guest is a sales expert, and how much better could that be for entrepreneurs? Our second guest is a mindset expert today, and which I think is so very important. And so I was thinking this morning about what actually is going on in the world for entrepreneurs right now. What is our hot topic? Okay, so there are going to be two things that I want to do on each of these shows. Number one is I really want to look at a hot topic for the day. And number two, I'm going to ask every single guest to give you, our audience, their favorite way to take action and make money. Okay? So there's my promise for you for each of these shows. I promise you, I love to give the strategy. I want you to leave the show knowing what to do and how to take that next step. So this morning I was thinking, what could be our hot topic for today? And it was pretty glaring and just absolutely glaring in my face there. What is today? It's Cyber Monday, right? And for an entrepreneur, could be a pretty big day. So I was actually out doing a little research and reading this morning about what's going on. Astounding numbers, 131 million people expected to shop online today. That is huge. I'm kind of interested to see, and if you have an opinion on this, I'd love to know your opinion. But this year we had our first peak at Brown Thursday. I'm not real happy, I don't think, with the whole idea of that myself. But we have to look at things from all directions, right? From an entrepreneurial standpoint, do you think it was a good idea for stores like Kmart and I think Macy's, maybe Best Buy? There were quite a few stores that opened on Thursday to get a jump on the Black Friday sales. So just kind of curious your take on that. Now we've got Brown Thursday, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday. What a power five-day sequence that is, right? As an entrepreneur, some of the things that I did read online, which was very interesting, was that they actually did see record crowds out for Black Friday. They were really concerned about whether Brown Thursday was going to hurt or hinder that. They did see record crowds, but sales were down 13.2% from last year. I got that number from ShopperTrack. And, they're thinking that that's possibly due to the expectations of those super deep discounts, which we have come as a society to expect from this four-day weekend, from the whole Black Friday through Cyber Monday. One of those things may be because of the whole recession thing, but we're not going to go into that discussion. That's a discussion for another day. So I'm just curious if you went shopping. I can tell you that I did not, only because, I'm not a big crowd person. But, it is one of the biggest shopping times of the year. The second piece, though, about that is that in my audience, and I would love to know who you are that's actually out there, but in my audience, the majority of the time, the entrepreneurs are service-based. They're coaches, they're authors, they're speakers. And they look at this time of year not necessarily as a money generator. And I want to just kind of stand up and say I don't believe that's true. I believe that November and December can have huge sales. And actually, for the last two or three years in a row, when we come to this time of the year, I always start having these discussions with my clients about whether they are, what's their December going to look like. As a service-based entrepreneur, are you going to sit back? Or are you going to step up to the plate and fill your sales calendar in the month, even when those months are full of those holidays. And I want to tell you, I've had so many clients who've had great months in the month of December. One of my clients is Joyce Jagger. And last year, last December, Joyce is actually the embroidery coach. She teaches people who own embroidery businesses how to build their businesses. And she had $25,000 in sales and info products in the month of December last year. So you cannot stand there and tell me that people do not buy our types of services in the last quarter of each year. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there for you, see what your opinion was on that and whether you are going to step up and really look at sales in the month of December, and maybe you need a little mindset shift around that, right? So that kind of leads me to introducing my first guest. What I'm going to do is I think we will take a commercial break. And when we come back in a few minutes, and we are going to have a conversation about sales in December. How about that? Talk to you in a few minutes.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease a home? Whether you are ready to complete your first transaction or you are a seasoned investor, Imagine Realty has qualified realtors ready to help you fulfill your real estate needs. Imagine Realty International is a boutique brokerage that specializes in customer service. We market properties from all over the world to people all over the world. Visit us on the web at ImagineRealtyInternational.com or call our office at 832-444-2363. Imagine Realty International, making dreams come true.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action. But not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back. And I have to tell you, I am just so excited to introduce you not only to one of my friends, a really wonderful woman, but to my first ever guest on this show. How exciting is that? Let me tell you a little bit about Judy Hoberman. After nearly 30 years in the sales side of business, Judy's seen a variety of techniques come and go, delivering flash without substance and ultimately leaving a doctor's high and dry. After completing her position as an award-winning training director, Judy has taken her career on a new path as a success speaker, consultant, and entrepreneur, addressing the differences in sales techniques between men and women and the advantages of a female-focused approach. Judy's a true entrepreneur at heart with experience both in the self-employed and corporate arenas. She was personally selected by the president and CEO of a large insurance company to bring her talents into the corporate office. Her task was to demystify the sales process for 3,000 field agents and resulted in him being awarded the Character and Integrity Award from the field of her contribution to their remarkable success. Judy, I want to welcome you to the show because, like I said a while ago, I am just in total awe. Sometimes in our journey as entrepreneurs, we meet people who just change the way we look at the world, and you are one of those people for me. I just absolutely adore you. So very excited you're here with me.
Well, I am thrilled to be your first guest. You know, I always tell you that I am your personal stalker, and you know, to actually be able to be your first guest. Wow, I really have elevated my role.
Well, awesome. awesome. You know, bios are great and all of that, but I really want you to share with everybody your quick story, how you got here, what's going on for Judy these days, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, as you said, I've been in sales for over 30 years. It's always been in male-dominated industries. I was mentored by successful people, but they were mostly men, and which is great because I learned a lot, but you have to be mentored by somebody that's similar to you, and you can do just so much as a woman in a man's world. And I only became corporate for two very brief years and started selling in a skirt because I watched women for many, many years struggle to get credibility in their sales positions. And I thought that what would I have benefited from a woman starting out or continuing in my career in sales, what would I have wanted? And I would have wanted somebody that would have helped them, help me get the most out of me. So I would have wanted a coach or a mentor or a trainer or something. And that's really why I started selling in a skirt, just to make sure that women knew they could use their inherent femininity without having to mimic their male mentors.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the idea of you taking the approach from the female side, because the fact is that we do sell, we look at the world differently, right?
Right.
So, of course, we're going to approach sales differently.
Right, and we talk about relationships all the time, and that's how we do sales so well, because we do build relationships, and people do business with those that they like and they trust, and people do business,
right.
Not businesses do business. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Very cool. So what would you say, and, you know, I started off this show talking about the month of December and how sometimes we, especially, I hate to put this even out there, but as women, we have a tendency to want to really do the family thing in December, and we really get into the whole holiday thing, right? However,
right.
As entrepreneurs, unless we've worked our business very well, we can't take off the month of December. So I'm just kind of curious about your approach to December as a sales month. And see what kind of advice you have for us there.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was selling insurance, my manager told us that July was the worst month of the year because everybody took vacations, only to be followed by December because everybody took off. And so 99% of the field force had terrible months in July and December. I, unfortunately for me, had the best months in July and December because nobody else was doing anything. They believed the hype that they heard. So when you hear, you know, that you can't sell because it's the end of the year, you have to think, like, are you kidding you? Because that doesn't even make any sense. Sales are sales. There are people that buy things all through the year. You know, you hear all the time that 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers, and it's very easy to work with that 20%, especially because you've already built and nurtured those relationships. But what about the other 80%? So at this time of year, why wouldn't you start at the bottom of your list and start calling on the other 80%? I would bet that you would find interest from some of those people who either haven't bought anything in a while or maybe what you had they didn't need at that moment. I mean, it really, things change, situations change. And you know what? You're in sales, there's only two words that make sense, yes or no, not maybe. So those maybe people that are hanging there and that 80% that's not doing anything, why wouldn't you go back and call them?
I love that. Yes or no. That, you know, the whole, I'm all about the decision, right? Decisive Minds is the name of my business. I love that you said that. It is. It's why not go back and visit those maybes and see if you can get them off the fence, right?
That's right. A no is so much better than a maybe. And guess what? It gets you to move on. You know how many salespeople hold on to those maybes? Oh, yeah, next week they're going to, oh, yeah, then next week, oh, yeah, next week. And you've already spent the commission that you think you're going to get, and they never come through.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's give everyone an approach to getting to those maybes. So if you were to give them you know, an action step or a strategy, what would you share with them as a sales expert?
I would say that one of the things I have always done, and it does, and this comes from an insurance background, but it doesn't have to be strictly insurance. I always offer to do an end of the year review. of their policies. Now, that's typically life insurance, not health, not property and casualty, nothing else. But I would do it with all insurance because there were other things that I had to offer. And so I was able to at least have a conversation. It's the same thing. If you're a coach or if you're a speaker or whomever you are, whatever your background is, and you have something to offer, why couldn't you call and say, I'm doing an end-of-the-year review? I want to see where you are. I want to see what you've accomplished. I want to see what your struggles are. Whatever terminology you want to use, but you get a live person. But the secret is you have to do it on the phone. You can't do it on an email. You can't do it hidden behind a computer screen. You have to actually have a relationship with another voice.
I love
because
that.
What are we doing now, Michelle? We're behind computer screens all day long. So when you pick up the phone, there you go. There starts that relationship again, that conversation.
Yeah, it also makes you stand out, right? Because one of the things that you said a while ago was that others aren't doing it. And so just
right.
by stepping up in December, you first of all, you step yourself out there, right? But by making the phone call, how many times do you get a phone call and you go, oh, my God, she called me, right?
Right. Or you look at the phone and you go, what is that noise? And
yes.
I don't remember it ever ringing.
That's true.
And then the other thing is what makes you stand out is I always, whether I made a sale or I didn't, I always wrote a handwritten thank you note. If I made a sale, I thanked them for their business. You know, and whatever I can do going forward, blah, blah. If I didn't make a sale, I would thank them for their time. And again, I would say if there's anything I can do going forward, you know, and I always put a business card in, and that makes you stand out because nobody does it. And
yeah.
So all you want to do at this time of year is to stand out in some way. Go to a networking event that you've never gone to before where your target is and just introduce yourself. You don't have to hard sell. Just, you know, like you always talk about being visible and making sure people know who you are. Well, this is the time of year to do that. Maybe it's slower in your sales cycle, but there's other things you could do to bring people, you know, into the fold. Just make yourself more visible now because in another 3 weeks, it's January. And guess what? You're starting all over again. This way you might have a few people to bring along with you.
This is really good stuff. And so just real quick, I want to just remind everyone, I can see we got a lot of people listening on the phone. And so if you're there and you have a question or a comment, feel free. If you want to talk to Judy for a second, hit *1 or, yeah, I think it's *1, and just hit the 1. And you'll be connected with our producer for the show, and he will put you through to us. So. Yay, good stuff, Judy. Keep going.
Well, the other thing is, I was just going to say, there's one other thing that people don't do. They don't ask for the sale. They don't ask.
Mm-hmm.
They just
mm-hmm.
assume that eventually you'll get around to it. But the purpose of the sale is to ask. And if you're not a quote-unquote salesperson,
yeah.
Have a conversation. Just have a conversation with them. And then you just bring them into that conversation and you start talking about what it is that you can do to solve their issues.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest problems right there. I think you just hit it on the nail on the head because they don't ask for the sale. And I was having a conversation with one of my clients last week. We were having this very discussion, and her question for me was, she said that when she got to the point where she needed to transition to asking for the sale, she would just turn into this blubbering thing, right? She didn't know what to do, what to say. So can you talk to us just for a second about that whole transition from people feel like they can do the first part of the conversation, especially women. We're really good at the conversation, right? But then we should transition into the sale to make it happen. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. When we used to make appointments over the phone, the hardest part was after you said, hi, Michelle, how are you? It's Judy Hoberman, blah, blah, blah. You'd have to figure out how you're going to get into that appointment mode. And that little sentence was the hardest part. So we used to say, just come up with a couple of words and just keep practicing. So if you're trying to sell somebody something and you don't want to sound salesy, but you really do have to ask for the sale, This is my secret weapon. I use it all the time when I speak out everywhere. I always talk about this, and people roll their eyes, and then they try it, and it works. Okay, I'm just going to say that. So you start having conversations, and you start asking questions. Now, asking questions actually is the way to have the conversation and start that relationship. Okay, so you're asking all these questions about what it is you're looking for, tell me about what your challenges are, open-ended questions, closed-ended questions. You're doing this whole thing. At this point, somebody has to make the first move to do the sale, okay? And that's where this issue comes up. So I always stop the conversation, and I just look at the person, and I say, is there anything else? Okay, now at this moment, when I ask if there's anything else, any objection that would come out right here, not at the end when you're trying to close. So they might say, well, you know, I would love to do this, but I'm in the middle of another coaching program, which ends in January. Or I'd love to do this, but I'm not quite sure if I can find the funds. So any of the objections that are going to come out right now, and you might be able to address them. Well, my next group coaching class doesn't start until January anyway, okay? So you're asking this question. When you finish answering the, you know, is there anything else, you ask it again. Is there anything else? Well, you know, it could go 2 or 3 rounds. And then you say, is there anything else? And they say, no. There's your close. There's nothing else. You've just, the close becomes a natural part of the conversation now. Great, so there's nothing else. Let's get started. That's it. There is no close. There's no tug of war. You've asked them for every bit of information. I swear it works every time, and it's not manipulative at all because you've asked them for their information. They've given you all the objections and challenges. You've responded in their language. They come back, and there's nothing else.
Very good. I also love that you said it's not manipulative. I think that as women, we have this fear of that. I tell my clients all the time, it's not manipulation, it's motivation. I have to motivate you to make a decision to work with me so that I can help you, right? And so I want them to look at the fact that they need to motivate people to hire them. It's not manipulate. Manipulate is when you're maliciously doing it and you're trying to take their money. And I promise you, if you're like that, you're not listening to my phone call. You're not listening to my radio show, right? Because I don't put up with that.
Right, exactly.
And I know Judy doesn't either, right? So, Judy, it's never manipulation.
No, you're not manipulating anybody. If you manipulate somebody, I guarantee you it's going to be the worst relationship you've ever had. If it's all about the money, it's going to be the worst relationship you ever had. But if it's about providing a solution to their issues that you can help, that they've now given you what their challenge is or what their objection is, and you're taking that back and you're solving it again, and you're going back. I'm telling you, sometimes it's like a tug of war. Well, what about this? Okay, how about this? And once you do that, they're thinking, wow, you actually listened to what I was saying. That's the point. And now it's a conversation. I've never sold anything in 30 years, ever. And I've always been the top sales producer, the top agency manager, because this was my strategy was to have a conversation and to help you get to the point that you needed help.
Very good. Very good. So Judy's going to be with us for about another 5 more minutes. So if you do have any questions or want to comment, hit star 1 or number 1, however you get on the show with us.
Hit it.
We'd love to talk to you. So, Judy, I was actually on a sales conversation this morning, and one of the things that she said to me, one of the difficulties she was having, and the reason she was talking to me as a business coach, was because she said, I've sold for years, but I was selling someone else's stuff, and now I have to sell my own, and I can't seem to do it. So do you want to talk about that just for a minute?
It's always easy to do something for somebody else. It's always easy to tell somebody what's the right way to do something. It's always easy to do it for somebody else. It just is. It just is. However, my business coach told me the thing that changed her entire outlook of everything was when she decided she was no longer just the person in the business. She was the CEO. Well, the CEO's responsibility is to bring in revenue. So if you are now selling your own quote-unquote stuff, you're the CEO of your company. How do you bring revenue in if you don't start selling? So just turn it into a conversation. Doesn't that make sense? So, you know, I mean, you know, you talk about the fact that your family had to feed their children. Okay, that's why they did sales. You know, I talk about the fact that I had 2 children. I was a single mom. I had to do sales. Do you love doing sales when it's salesy? No. But when it's a conversation in a relationship, yes, it's much different. So if you have your own product to sell, what do you love about it? And honestly speaking, if you don't love what you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. But if you love whatever you're selling, why wouldn't you want to share that with the world? You share where you get your hair cut. You share a great meal. You share a good movie. Why wouldn't you share what you have?
Good stuff. So listen, I hear that we have a question from Jenna. Jenna, are you out there?
I'm here. Hello,
hi.
My favorite people.
Hello, hello.
Hello. I'm one of my favorite people, Judy. I met you so many years ago. Okay, straight to the question. So my question for you is, what is your strategy to help bring people that you currently work with when they're up for renewal or what have you in your program into another sales conversation to renew them?
Well, you know, one of the questions you can ask, Jenna, is you can always say, so, you know, how did it work for you over this past year? Don't ask them, did you like it? Don't say yes or no.
Yeah.
You want them to speak about what it is. They might say to you, you know, it was good, but it wasn't what I thought. Be prepared. Okay, you always have to be prepared for the answer. But they might say to you, you know, this has been like the best year ever. Here's what I learned. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, here's what I've used. Here's what's happened. Here's my result. And you say, great. Wouldn't you want to continue that feeling? Wouldn't you want to continue that, you know, success? Okay,
right.
You just first get them to talk about what it is that they loved about what they did with you.
Very good.
And sometimes be prepared that sometimes they're going to say, yeah, it was good, but I don't know if I really want to do that again. And then ask them why anyway. So tell me why you're saying that. Well, I thought it was going to be this and it was that, and I thought it was going to be that and it was this. And you can say, you know, there are other programs that I have. This one may not have been the right one for you. Maybe you need more one-on-one with me, or maybe you need more group where you can brainstorm together, because there's always another answer. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I would do.
Perfect. Thank you.
Very cool.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jenna. Great advice.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So we have a few more minutes together, Judy, and I want to be sure that everyone knows how to get in touch with you. So let's make sure we do that right now so we don't run out of time. And so tell everybody what kind of exciting stuff you got coming up and where can they find you.
Okay, so my website is sellinginaskirt.com. You can email me at judy@sellinginaskirt. You can Twitter, I'm @sellinginaskirt, and Facebook, I'm Selling in a Skirt. I try to make it really easy, so I'm always
selling in a skirt.
And I always wear a skirt. But
yes.
I do have something that's great coming up, and it is free for everybody. And
awesome.
Michelle is actually one of the speakers on my TeleSummit. It's called The Power of Women Profitability TeleSummit, and it's 21 outstanding speakers, coaches, trainers that are going to share their things for free. And if you go on to allwomenmeanbusiness.com and register and tell all your girlfriends, all your colleagues, even the guys in the world that should be on this, just so you understand some of the playbooks that we're going to be giving you like an inside peek to about becoming profitable for 2014. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. She's got some really great speakers on that TeleSummit. So thank you very much. I was so excited to be part of it.
Are you
great.
Kidding me? I told you, stalking goes a long way.
Yeah, it's a mutual admiration of society here today. So, you know, thanks, Judy. You gave us some great advice. So many things I took away. I took tons of notes. I want to point out a couple of things that I think were really big. And number one is that December can be a great month for you because others think it can't be. Right? And so they will
mm-hmm.
not do the work. If you go out there and do that work, I thought that was brilliantly said. The second thing was for you to think about looking at that 80% of the list who's sitting on the fence, right? Who are those maybe people? Go talk to those people in the month of December. See if you can move them to a decision. You know what? Be real honest. Be real straightforward and say, I am here to help you make a decision. There will be a yes or no. No maybe, right?
That's
because
right.
Living in the world of maybe is painful, right? So much better when we make a decision and move on. So I loved that, and I loved the whole conversation around the fact that you have to ask for the sale. I make my clients each month tell me how many strategy sessions they hold, how many sales conversations they hold, and they don't get to count them if they didn't ask for the sale. So it's very very important. All right, guys, thank you so much, Judy. We are getting ready to go to break again. I just wanted to say be sure you visit Judy at sellinginaskirt.com and definitely get registered for the 21 calls for All Women Mean Business.com. And, of course, we got some smart guys that get it, too, that will be there. So thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Michelle, and congratulations on your first show.
Aw, thank you so much, and thanks for being my first guest. You were awesome. All right, guys, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you will get to meet our second guest, who you are going to absolutely love as well. Talk to you in a minute.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to Internet radio in the last month, or that weekly Internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the Internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we're back. How cool is that to hear your own commercial on the radio? I'm just sitting here in awe. And before I introduce our next guest, I wanted to just tell you one quick thing. I would like to actually promote you on my radio show. So I'm looking for segment sponsors. Since this is the first show, we don't have the segment sponsors picked yet. But I just wanted to put that out there. If you are interested in that, you can check out the website, www.takeactiongetprofitswithmichellesism.com. You're going to see a segment sponsorship tab. The information will be up there in the next day or two, okay? And it will show you exactly what we could do for your business on our show as well. So, awesome. Let's get back to the great stuff. Wasn't Judy great? I told you she was going to be amazing. And our next guest is just absolutely as amazing. It was not difficult at all for me to decide who my first two guests were going to be. I get to introduce you to Bellany Deshawn, who has an amazing bio, however, I decided to do two things. Number one, I went to her website because Boys wrote this fantastic dictionary-type intro for her, and I love it. Every time I read it, I smile. And so I wanted to read that to you, and then we'll talk about her official stuff, but I know she will appreciate this. So Bellany Deshawn, it's English Texan origin, right? Number one, keeper of the heart. Number two, author, founder, live it choice. Number three, mother, gram, sister, aunt, cousin, friend. Number four, starfisher, we'll talk about that. Number five, Patsy Cline impersonator. Number six, gal about town. Number seven, inspiration giver. Number eight, luggage packer extraordinaire. Number nine, gift. And number 10, it was so important to say it twice, keeper of the heart. So I want to welcome my friend, a woman who has changed my life, Bellany Deshawn, to the call. See, you're going to make me cry, Bonnie. Are you there?
Oh, my God. I'm here, but I'm crying. You know, God, I had no idea you were going to do that. And, you know, it's interesting because that was a wrapping son and my son-in-law, my oldest son and his husband, they gave on a gift several years back. They created this box wrapping, and on the outside of it was that definition of me. And like I said, I truly am in awe that you remembered that you went and pulled that down and that you read it, and I listened to it brand new from you, which is one of the things that pretty artful at doing is just being in the moment. And I was just able to be with you as you read that, and I'm just so I feel exactly like I felt the very moment I heard it, read it for the very first time. So thank you for doing that. And I don't think there's anything else that needs to be said about who I am. That pretty much gets it out. I'm all that stuff, right?
So yes, absolutely. Jill. And I want to check out that whole Patsy Cline impersonator thing. I feel like there's something missing I need to know. And so we'll figure that out. But so listen, guys, you know, Bonnie, you know, she is all those things, and she's also an amazing author. She's an amazing speaker, an amazing coach. She's a, just all-around amazing person. So I brought you here today because you're a very important part of my success. You know, I know that my success has truly been not only my business knowledge. You know, yes, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. I have business knowledge oozing, right? But the mindset shift that even when we know our stuff, even when we know what those steps are, sometimes we can't take the steps, or sometimes we can't see the road for the block, right? And that is where you have come in for me in my life and my business, and we've become really great friends and travel buddies, and, you know, we get to do a lot of great, exciting things together. And so our show today, our conversation today has, you know, we started out with sales. We started out talking about the fact that it's the end of the year. It's December of all months, right, where people start to kind of go into that party mode, and yes, we're going to do all the great parties, but business needs, and so I would love to just first get your take on the whole mindset of, around money attraction and the mindset around the month of December, because we probably have people on this call who are feeling like their year's over, right? And it's not. It's far from over. So
yes, it's interesting because we put within our mindset, Michelle, we put so much focus on this calendar of January through December 31st. And we put so much around. I so enjoyed listening to Judy's conversation with you, and I can't wait to get to meet her someday. But it was awesome to hear her when she spoke about the seasonal parts of business and what it's like in July when she was in insurance. And I just want to, you know, I'm going to lift you up a little bit, because as you spoke about your clients, you know, I see you as someone who just beat what could ever be imagined in the month of December last year yourself.
Yeah,
and as I think, as I think about that, it's like, oh my gosh, that was just the conversation we had yesterday, wasn't it? Meaning, wow, we are 1 year from that conversation and how quickly it's gone. But in the mindset, we follow these paths of agreement, I guess would be the best way to put that out. We follow path of agreement. And so when Judy shared that in July, well, you know, in July, an insurance traditionally is a very poor month. So that's an agreement based on, and of course, I'm going to hit you with one of your words, right, the statistics. Well, statistics are an average of something, right? And so proven over a period of time, I, along with Judy, like to play in that place where, you know what, even in the times when the economy was so trashed, people were making money and people were profiting and people were building business, even in those worst of times. In fact, my business grew over 300%, and I have considered in the past that my business is in from the mindset of my client base, not from my mindset, but could be from the mindset of my client base, is that the kind of coaching and the work that I do is, you know, you have to have discretionary money for that. And I'm quite frankly feel quite opposite of that. And so therefore, my business flowed and grew and flourished times when people seemed to be having such a difficult time. In all realms, whether they were, you know, losing jobs, getting jobs, income raises, being small amount, entrepreneurs, it makes no difference. My business grew hugely because my mindset is I don't buy into the agreement of conversation.
Right.
So I don't buy into that. And so therefore, since I don't buy into that, my mindset is very different. I get to choose. And so you, Michelle, so does everyone. We get to choose the mindset we're going to follow. And the problem is that most of the time people don't even know they have any choice in the matter of what they're thinking about. Right?
Right.
We kind of get, I talk about it often, and sometimes feel like you have a rope around your neck and it's tied to the back end of a horse's saddle and it's dragging you through town. Your thoughts are just something you are just flopping around with. And we can live it that way, or we can live it where we're in command of the thoughts that we actually live by, right?
Yeah. So perfect. So this is what I want to do. I think we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we are going to go down that thought process, the whole idea of being in control of what those thoughts that we're having. So how about we do
perfect.
That? Let's take a commercial break, and we will be back in a few minutes.
Perfect.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Making Life Easy is an electrifying and positive talk show filled with conversation to embrace the path for parents raising teenagers. Based on teachings from The Lesson Plan, author, parent, and teacher Gwen Gustav welcomes professionals, parents, and teenagers to the show to guide listeners on an educational journey. No matter what the subject, communication is the answer. Join Gwen on Making Life Easy Wednesday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network. For more information, go to MakingLifeEasyWithGwenGustarb.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Awesome. We are back. I want to remind everyone that if you have a question, maybe you're having some thoughts going on about your December or how to close out your year, be sure and just hit star one with us if you're on the phone, and that will bring you in so you can ask your question or comment or just have a conversation with Melanie. Also, if you're listening online, don't forget you can call in 789-1363. We would love to talk and chat with you. So, Melanie, we're back, and I just kind of wanted to continue down the conversation of, this whole movement in mindset and how we look at things and how we can, sometimes people think they don't have any control over their thoughts. Let's continue that conversation.
Well, actually, on the most part, we don't. And it's a practice. I mean, seriously, because we're having these billions of thoughts
per day, and we oftentimes are just kind of following the path of those thoughts without having any idea that you really, through your belief system, is exactly what dictates the thoughts. So therefore, the mindset is something that, so if you can imagine, if you were going horizontally across, is it horizontal? Yeah, horizontally across and to the left, you started with your belief, like your beliefs determine what you think. Well, your thoughts then are going to determine what actions you take, your choices that you make, and the way you choose to see things are going to be determined by the thoughts that you have. And then your thoughts are going to determine what your outcome is going to be. So when we look at mindset, it's not some little minor thing that I'm talking about. It's a very, when I use the word serious lightly here, but it's a very serious topic. What our mindset is on is what's going to determine how we are going to create experience for ourselves, how we're going to experience the moment, how we experience the, in your topic earlier on sales, or how you experience your relationships is all coming from your belief system. So your thoughts and your mindset is something that follows the belief. And so often people get confused, I think, or they try to commingle through just not knowing the difference, try to commingle your thoughts and affirmation and positive thinking all into this category of, well, if I just stay positive, then I will be able to get a new result. And generally what occurs is the stickies that you post all over the mirrors and the steering wheels and the computer and across your desk in order to try to attempt having a more positive thought process and a more positive attitude, they fall off because you don't have that change in the belief system that's necessary.
Right.
But every time, you know, when I'm working with people, either one-on-one or in my courses, regardless, we start with creating the end before we create the end in the beginning, which is not a new philosophy, but really beginning to getting dead serious about what the end result of something's going to be, and then creating the mindset with it. And then what we do is we go after determining what's the belief that would prevent that from occurring. If you've already had the thought, then you're behind the eight ball. You have to create the thought first and to reset the mind. I'm going to give you an example, because my husband one time in his business, it's a seasonal business, and come about September, October of the year, then contractors and subcontractors and telephone conversations and emails begin to talk about how the season's winding down and how it's difficult to close sales and how it's difficult. And what I had the opportunity was to show him that he was buying into that conversation and that he could be that way in his business, or he could have a mindset that says there is no December, January. It's just what's next, right, Michelle? It's just what's next.
Right, right.
Does that make sense?
So perfect. It does. It makes a lot of sense. It is just what's next. So we have short time together, obviously, on our call today, and I think maybe why don't we create a statement for December? Can we do that for everyone?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, fantastic, because that would
Absolutely.
Be a great takeaway for everyone, and it's not an affirmation. We don't have a lot of time to go into the difference here. Creation of what you're, of what it's to look like. Correct? Am I describing that well?
Yes, absolutely. And it's in that creation statement, you know, it's the statements are to is to realize that everything that could exist already exists. We're not really creating anything. We're just setting the plan in place so that that which is already created can come into our reality. Does that make sense? To show
yes.
up for our reality. So like for me, creation statements for me for the month of December is that my sales, right, have increased in the month of December 20% over the prior month. And I'll tell you, November, I did a creation statement, day one into the month of November, and it was a $40,000 month.
It was good. She had a really good month in November.
I have a good month every month.
I'm proud of you.
But this was like, wow, that's amazing, yeah. Right? And so for my creation statement for December is that my sales have increased 20% over November's sales. Okay? Now, one of the things that's important about a creation statement is that it always has to just give you the key points for those that are listening as they're creating their own, right, Michelle? So it's in the present. It already exists. It's in the first person. It's not something that will happen or you want. You drop out those words, and your creation statement is based entirely upon it have increased 20% over my November sales. And then the next thing that I want to say is listen. Get very quiet. Listen to what you hear in your thoughts when you make those statements, because it's going to be your key. Because, for instance, for myself, one of the things that I am very clear about is that when I'm speaking with people, in order for them to make their choice of informed choice about whether or not I'm the person to serve them with where they're going in their business or in their life, I'm clear that it is a conversation, as Judy spoke about. It is a conversation for possibility, and that's what I'm clear about. And I know that what I'm providing is going to be far greater value than any money I ever asked for in it. And so if a person is making a declaration around their business, around money, and around revenue, when they make the declaration statement, get quiet. Listen. Listen to what's said. Listen to what you say in your mind, what the thoughts are, because those are the thoughts that will impede, and those are the thoughts that are dictated by your belief system. So if you do not believe that you, in fact, not in the 20%, that's a piece of cake, right? But if you do not believe that what you're doing is powerful and is going to serve that person, then you will hear that chatter, I call it the pity committee's chatter, telling you how that won't work. And that's the key to the place that you have to go to work for in your belief
right.
system, so that when you make those statements, they go forward with a belief that will support them.
Thank you, Bill. I think that was extremely powerful, and there's a lot of great information that Bellamy shares on how to work on that kitty committee. So I want you, we only have a few minutes left on the show, I want you to tell them real quick how they can get in touch with you, because I want to make sure we don't miss that.
Great. So my company is Live at Choice. You can find me on my website at liveatchoice.com. And you can find me on Facebook as Bellamy Deshawn. And you can also find my fan page at, the Facebook /Live at Choice. Also, I'd just like to offer, I do have a free teleseminar that's going to be held tomorrow, Michelle, from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. And the topic is on peace, love, and joy in your relationship. And believe me, if you're in sales, if you don't look at it as relationships, then you need to back it up if you have a business, right? So regardless, peace, love, and joy for now and through the end of the year and into the next year. And you can sign up for that free teleseminar at liveatchoice.com/OP for Optimized Press, OP /peace, P-E-A-C-E.
P-E-A-C-E. Okay, great. liveatchoice.com/OP/peace, P-E-A-C-E. Wonderful.
Correct.
Thank you so much, Bellamy. It's been awesome having you here. And Judy as well. You guys were wonderful today. I want to thank everyone for listening. This was the first of many shows to come. We'll be here every Monday, 2 p.m. Central. Next week, our show is Take Action to Educate, Motivate, and Monetize Your Message with special guests Linda Ballesteros and Janie Royos. It's going to be a great show. I want to be sure and invite you to come again. Feel free. I would love to hear from you guys. So I know I can see that you're out there. I just want to hear your voices or get your messages. So be sure and contact us. Ask any questions. Just pop in and say hi. I'm all about the visibility, and sometimes just having your name said on the radio is enough, right? So I look forward to getting to know each and every single one of you, seeing you back on the
here on the show next week, Monday at 2 p.m. Central. Don't forget, go to iTunes and get a copy of this audio recording, www.takeactiongetprofitswithmichellesism.com, and we will see you again next week. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Bellany. It was awesome to have
thank
you here.
Thank you, Michelle.
And thank you,
you have
to
been
Judy.
Listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.